Google defends search monopoly as good for consumers. By Lucas Nolan on February 25, 2024. As the landmark Google search monopoly trial draws to a close, Google is standing by its exclusive search distribution deals, arguing they represent fair competition that benefits users. The Verge reports that in a recent court filing, Google claims that evidence presented during its trial with the U.S. Department of Justice conclusively shows that Google is the highest quality, most popular search engine in the United States, with the highest general search engine advertising monetization. The evidence additionally established that the partners who choose to contract with Google to preload Google Search as the default search engine overwhelmingly prefer Google to any other search engine. The DOJ previously argued that Google leveraged its dominance unfairly by spending billions to secure default search positions. Witnesses, including Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella and DuckDuckGo CEO Gabriel Weinberg, alleged this cornered the market and prevented rivals from gaining search volume to compete. Specifically, Google reportedly paid Apple about $18 billion in 2021 to remain the iPhone's default search engine, giving the iPhone maker 36% of the ad revenue Google earns from Apple's Safari browser. In its filing, Google says the DOJ essentially wants to punish Google for being so successful in search, which would harm consumers and competition. It argues that demoting Google Search would only prop up inferior engines that have failed to achieve comparable quality, despite past opportunities. Google says this is antithetical to antitrust law, which aims to protect competition benefiting consumers, not weaken a rightfully dominant firm. It contends no evidence shows users have suffered from Google's positions. The trial focused solely on Google's search deals. Google will defend its ad tech business in a separate trial later this year. That case alleges Google uses its advertising cloud illegally to dominate online ads. Closing arguments are expected in May. If Google loses, it may have to change its search distribution agreements and pay damages. But the company remains confident the court will rule its success came through innovation consumers want, not a legal monopoly. Read more at The Verge here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.